9 new school buses on the roads this year. School leaders inspected the school system's buses yesterday. The first day of school for MPS is August 6th. The search continues for a suspect in a deadly shooting in Montgomery. Authorities say 35-year-old Todrick Smith was shot and killed in the 5700 block of East Shirley Lane just after midnight Tuesday. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information. And rescue crews responded to a vehicle that went into the Alabama River Tuesday. This happened in the 200 block of Eugene Street around 6:30 Tuesday morning. They were able to get the vehicle out of the water. No one was found inside, and crews continue to investigate the incident. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Another deadly workplace shooting, this time at a Walmart.
Virginia's Legislative Black Caucus boycotted Trump's speech. It is impossible to ignore the emblem of hate and disdain that the president represents.
I am the least racist person there is anywhere in the world.
Out of Minneapolis, a Delta pilot arrested for allegedly showing up at the airport under the influence.
North Korea, the newest provocation, and it comes just days after they launched a new type of ballistic missile.
Paige Thompson allegedly accessed the personal information of more than 100 million Capital One customers.
A forceful defense from General John Hyten, accused of sexual assault by a former top aide.
These allegations are false.
Live from Detroit, it's the Democratic presidential debate.
Let us pursue our national promise and make a more perfect union.
I quite frankly don't think that that is an agenda that we can move forward on and win.
And we get out there and fight for it.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on this Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. I'm headed there after the show. Cuban sandwich for dinner tonight.
Yummy.
Got errands to run at Costco. Got to drop by Fresh Market. Drop by the bank. Boom, to Sweet Creek Farm Market. Shall we give the warning?
Yes, why not?
Could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Okay, boys and girls, you know what this means. We're going to give John DeVoe 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Unless he starts wandering or starting to do PSAs. So, welcome aboard the show, John DeVoe.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm good. And you?
You're supposed to say the one, the only John DeVoe.
Your uniqueness is all about you.
Hey, Joey. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, John. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, Now, with the presidential debate, so are they going to do the other half of the candidates tonight?
Tonight is the second round.
Okay, yes. I wasn't able to watch the one last night, although I am going to listen to it on YouTube. But at the same time that was going on, there was a mayoral candidates forum that was going on at Free Will Missionary Baptist Church that was sponsored by an alliance between neighborhood associations mm-hmm. that are in City Council District 4. And it was well attended. Most of the candidates in the mayoral race were there, with the exception of Shannon Ferrari and Bibi Simmons. But all of the other candidates were there. It's a pretty good forum.
Who did well with the whole thing?
Well, I think they all did well. I left before it ended. The last city bus stops running at 8 o'clock. And I caught the bus over there, so I left in time to be able to catch that last city bus back home. But I thought they all, you know, they all did well, at least, the, you know, the part that I saw while I was there. But I'll tell you who's been posting them. He's done a really good job of posting the forms on Facebook, and that's William Boyd. If you go to his Facebook page, you should be able to watch the entire form, because he's been doing a good job of posting them on Facebook.
Good.
You know, recording them and posting them on Facebook.
Good.
But there's going to be another one that's tomorrow at the Fortitude Foundation building at 401 between the city council candidates and city council district 1 through 3 on 401 South Decatur Street. And that one's been sponsored by the Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. And they had a very good mayoral forum, too, that was attended. You know, hundreds of people came out to it. But with the city council candidates races, since there's so many candidates, they split them up into they'll do districts 1 through 3 candidates on tomorrow, and then 4 through 6 on August the 8th and 7 through 9 on August the 15th. But that's at 401 South Decatur Street at the Fortitude Foundation building.
Well, John DeVoe, I appreciate you sharing that with us. You have a great day.
You as well. Peace and blessings to you.
Go to the phones before I swangle to death and go to Dale. Dale, welcome aboard the Dale Moore Show.
How you doing this afternoon?
Good, and you?
Has anybody, I was watching Fox this morning, and it was after Fox and Friends, but Charles Payne was on there making his comments, and one of the things they were looking at is 5 cities that are predicted to have a housing crisis. Has anybody called in about this?
They have not.
Okay. Well, Charles Payne says, yeah, and there's other cities that, and, you know, he's pretty smart economist. And he mentioned specifically, I think, let's see, he mentioned Dayton, Ohio, and he mentioned Montgomery, Alabama.
No.
This morning on Fox, Charles Payne.
I have not, did not hear that.
Yeah, there were, it was 5 cities, Detroit, I can't remember, I think it was Trenton, New Jersey, but I mean, it was 5 cities identified that they're predicting a housing crisis. And then he went in and he mentioned, I think there's about 3 or 4 more. And one of the ones he mentioned was Montgomery, Alabama.
I heard that somewhere.
I played it back on my DVR just to make sure I heard it right, and yes, I did.
Was he on Fox and Friends or America's Newsroom?
It was America's Newsroom.
Okay, let's see if I can find that.
I'm not totally sure. I'm thinking it might have been about 9:30 this morning, our time.
I'll see if I can find it.
I think it was America's Newsroom, but it was... Charles was, you know, a guest there that they were asking questions about different things. And I watched the debate last night.
What'd you think?
it's a circus. I turned through and I heard something that I really liked what I heard. It was on MSNBC.
Yeah.
And one of their commentators was on there saying that they had done a poll, and they said, and the people polled said 32% said they're absolutely going to vote for Trump. That's 32%. Dan, now that's almost the guaranteed vote. It's not going to take Trump a whole lot more to lock in an election. Of course, I'm not going to take it for granted. I'll definitely vote. But I believe
I believe it very well may be a landslide in 2020.
If you have the right ingredients, and one day we're going to do a kind of a walk back through 1972. There are a lot of similarities from 1972 to this race. And if you have Joe Biden kind of blow himself up and fall, and then you have a pretty liberal person like Bernie or Elizabeth take over, it could be very. We could well be in the 1972 kind of.
The media keeps trying to tear up Trump, but he keeps coming out ahead. You know, just like calling Baltimore a rodent-infested city. Oh, did you see where they just, I think it was yesterday, had a live interview from a lady on Fox, and she was there in Baltimore, and of all things, a rat ran across.
I saw that. Cue the rat! Cue the rat!
Yeah. Smells like dead animals. Oh.
Yeah, I think Baltimore and all these people that have been upset about Baltimore being criticized, I think this whole thing is blowing up on them because they did a thing that was on, who was it on? I think it may have been Today Show. But they did this interview with somebody. Well, they're interviewing them down by the waterfront because I can see John Hopkins in the background, and it's up on a hill. I know exactly where she was. Those are all people going down to the riverfront. They don't live that down there, and it's really being presented wrong. And the people that are living there are going, hell yeah, this is a terrible place.
Oh boy. Well, throw me in for the Sweet Creek.
No, you don't want to get into that old lousy drawing, do you?
Hey, I just ate down there the other day.
You did?
I'm in on that drawing.
Dale, give me your month and day of birth.
12/28.
Missed it by 3. Okay, Dale, we got you, buddy.
See you. Bye.
Ta-ta. Let's go to our good friend Scott Simmons. Scott, how are you, man?
Hey, Dan. I'm doing great. Thanks for the show. I'm a little cautious about not tonight's debate, but I'm really cautious about Kamala as somebody who might be the toughest person I think for Trump to go against.
Okay.
And so, what's your take on her, and what are her weaknesses?
Her biggest weakness is she will say something, then she'll say, I didn't say that. And she's been caught 2 or 3 times kind of reversing herself. And once she gets on the big, big stage and the national media starts covering her and she starts traveling with her own press, then that's gonna bite her. And let me tell you, the folks, what happens is that as these candidates are dwindling down, then candidates will start carrying their own national media with you. And what you do is you have an airplane, and the back of it is full of media, your press pool that you carry with you. And you have ABC, NBC, CBS. You have a couple of writers. You'll have Fox. And they're there with you. They're being paid to go make news about you. And that's going to start biting her in the butt. Once she picks that up, I understand she has not picked up national media yet or Secret Service.
The problem that I see with her is I feel like a Michelle Obama would be formidable. I mean, and she could turn out the same people that her husband did. And so I feel like Kamala has that potential to be able to increase the number of Democrat voters. And so that's why I'd love to see her get stung early. I wanted to get your take on her because
if she starts really getting the African-American vote in big numbers, and South Carolina is a place to watch that, then I think she's very dangerous because she has a very sharp cutting tongue. But her problem is she basically contradicts herself. And that's where it just doesn't work.
But with the media, they don't care as long as they'll protect her. That's
I'm not sure if they will or not. Again, once you start carrying national press with you, everything changes, because it's not, you know, what's happening right now is you have a CNN, an ABC, an NBC, and CBS, either stringer or camera crew that is in Iowa, in New Hampshire. They're kind of looking at the schedule, seeing where they need to be. But when you start carrying your own press with you, you go to bed with them, you wake up with them, you get on the bus with them, then everything changes.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right, man. Well, thanks for your input. That's what we like about you.
Scott, thanks for the telephone call, buddy.
Bye.
News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond. I want a girl who knows what's best. I want a girl with shoes that cut and eyes that burn like cigarettes. I want a girl with the right allocations, who is fast and thorough and sharp as a tack. She's playing with her jewelry, she's putting up her hair, she's touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Well, we're getting to some other subjects here. We've got Korea has fired third set of Rockets here. We got a little bit of an extra take on that. We've got Senator Kennedy talking about Ratliff and the debate last night. But let me go with Ricky Muck, who is the campaign director for the winning campaign of Hillary Clinton. Oops, sorry about that. So he's going to give his take on debate from last night.
I'm assuming you stayed up all late last night to watch the debate.
I did, a little bit later than I expected.
We're all dragging a little bit.
Yeah.
Who stood out last night to you as somebody who can beat Donald Trump in 2020?
Yeah, what stood out to me was this chasm really opened up in the party. You know, it wasn't that evident in the first debate. There are two camps here, and they're arguing. One says, got to be big, got to be bold. The other saying, whoa.
You see one camp as capable of beating Trump in 2020 and the other camp not?
Yeah, look, I see one camp as more capable of winning primary contest, basically, you know, with big ideas, big bold ideas. That's what primary candidates like. I think there's a very good point, though. If the debate in the general election is about whether you get to keep your private health insurance, that's taking an issue that is a strength for our party right now and potentially turning it into a vulnerability.
That was the warning.
That's a real concern.
That was a warning shot fired by multiple moderate candidates last night, basically saying we lose if you do this.
Yeah, and I think we need to let this play out. We need to let people talk. But I think both sides have a really good point. And it's going to be up to the voters to choose.
He's spot on that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Did you watch the Braves?
I did last night. I was about to ask you that. Yeah, they spanked the Nats.
Donaldson, home run, top of the 10th.
I tell you, Auburn player does good.
Yes, I just finished watching it just then. Last night, this Pocahontas lady, Elizabeth Warren, her mannerisms are just like a bird, it's not like a human. She jerks her head. If you ever watched a bird or an eagle real closely, the head jerks as they move. It doesn't turn. But she's very, very nervous, and her head, it's just like a bird if you'll watch her when the debate's going on.
Or like a freaked out cat.
Joey is
mimicking that.
Yeah, I've never seen
her. We need to do a FaceTime YouTube. FaceTime you.
An elderly person, I've never seen one at 70 years of age. I'm about 6 years older than that or so. But I've never seen one that had that. Most of them are calmed down a little bit, you know. I've never seen that. I just wondered if you'd
It's a meth that she's on.
But
women control.
They were totally foolish last night, and the things that were said about the medical system and all are totally on point, and they totally don't get it that Canada's 18 million people and very
that look a lot alike.
Yeah, and we're just got people pouring over the borders like crazy, and they have very, very little of that, and it's a homogeneous type of they just don't have the expense, and they're going to have a big problem with theirs as it is, because England's getting a lot of most of their doctors from Pakistan, and I don't think we want that. You know, I kind of like the doctors we got, and it's it'd be interesting tonight to see. And I'm kind of like your previous caller. I would like to see the lady from Attorney General from
Kamala Harris.
I'd like to see her wings clipped a little bit, because I think she might get that wing type cut down a little bit, because I think she might generate a little undue enthusiasm. But I'd like my chances better with Biden, because I think he is accident waiting to happen. But I'm sorry I'm so talkative. I just got jolted up by that home run over the field fence.
That was a great game. I didn't realize you just watched it.
Yes, sir. I was listening to y'all and watching it. I saw,
what better combination can you have than that?
That's a perfect one. And thank you, Dan.
Thank you, James, for calling. Appreciate you. Thanks. Let's go back to Muck. He talked about the debate last night. Now he's going to talk about the debate tonight.
One of these campaigns, and the goal was to beat Joe Biden, who right now is sitting atop of the polls. Yeah. How would you do it?
Well, if last night's our textbook, okay, two things were evidence. First of all, the structure of the debate kind of hit the candidates off each other. So the format promotes conflict, essentially.
It did definitely promote conflict.
And the big so candidates are going to go after Biden, probably. And the question for Biden is, you know, if he has maybe one or two people coming after him, you can manage that. What if six candidates are coming after him? That's right. A lot to handle.
What do those candidates need to do to make a difference in the polls? Right now, he's way ahead.
Yeah, look. At some point, people need to win states. You know, yeah. We're very focused on these national polls, which, by the way, are meaningless. And really, Iowa, New Hampshire, you know, we haven't been talking a lot about that. They're really important. They're the first contest. So I'm looking at what candidates have the best operation on the ground and a message and you know, a rationale for their candidacy that really sustains and supports that. Take Warren. She's got a great operation in Iowa. And when I was watching that last night, I was trying to think, if I were an Iowa activist, you know, I think there was a lot to rally around there. So
she's had momentum, and Major Garrett suggested in our first hour that essentially that if you look at last night, and Bernie and Warren kind of tied, that in fact that's a loss for Bernie. You think that's so?
Yeah, it was really interesting because I do think they need some of what each other has, you know, and Warren definitely needs to take some away from Bernie. They clearly made a decision individually, I assume, to not go after each other. But at some point, we may see that they need to engage and take away. And look, Biden, too. Like, Biden has some that he needs to take. Harris tonight has got to win more African-American voters away from Biden, so we might see those sparks fly again.
Now, he said something that I've been saying, I'll just say it a lot shorter, is that forget the national polls. It really has to do with what the first five caucus primaries are and how people are doing those. It does not matter what you're doing nationally. You can be doing great nationally, but if you're losing Iowa, you lose New Hampshire, then it's all over. If you screw up, and normally whatever Iowa does, New Hampshire doesn't do. And to become president of the United States, you really need to win New Hampshire. There's one guy that did that and didn't win New Hampshire, and that was Bill Clinton. And it's very difficult. So watch these early primary numbers versus the national numbers. National numbers mean nothing, absolutely nothing, because the people that are being polled in Missouri don't know what's going on. They know the name Joe Biden, but they don't know Buttigieg, for example. So let's continue on with Muck talking about the next debate and who's not going to be there and who's going to be there.
Out of the entire panel last night, it seemed as though everyone got their shot in. Who do you think is going to drop out at this point? Who will make it to the next
round? The ones that can't make it.
I think a lot of that's about money. Yeah. So a lot of these candidates, frankly, to get on that debate stage and qualify are having to spend money to raise money. They're having to get a lot of donors, and that can get very expensive. So I do think potentially in the early fall, some people will just have to face the music. Yeah. Other candidates have a nest egg, particularly some of these senators who could transfer money in. They can probably stay in through Iowa. But if you're not in the next debate, because you don't have enough donors, how are you getting the lift to grow a campaign organization?
So crunch time is coming pretty soon.
I think it's coming. If you're not in that next debate, how do you get your message out?
And that's going to be a problem because you cannot buy enough media to do that. If you go in and try to buy, because the New Hampshire has one media market, and that's Manchester. Everything else comes out of Boston, and Boston is an expensive media market. Iowa, basically, you have Des Moines, but you also have five other separate media markets within Iowa that have these little enclaves that are there. So it can get very expensive. Then Florida, oh, man. You got to have a ton of money to do Florida. South Carolina, not so bad. Basically, only two major media markets of Columbia and Greenville. Let's continue on to a break. How did I do? Good save, huh? Going to be back right after this.
Show.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. The Federal Reserve cutting a key interest rate for the first time in more than a decade.
The statement reiterates that the Fed will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion while continuing to monitor economic data that's coming in for the future path of where the rate should go.
The Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence, the central bank cutting the rate, which affects many loans for homes and businesses, by a quarter point. A second group of 10 Democrats take the stage tonight for another debate.
The president tweeting about night one of the Democratic presidential debate, writing, "If I hadn't won the 2016 election, we would be in a great recession slash depression right now. The people I saw on stage last night," and you can add in Sleepy Joe, Harris, and the rest, "will lead us into an economic sinkhole, the likes of which we have never seen before."
Fox's John Decker at the White House. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The search for raindrops goes on, and the chances of seeing a shower at your house are getting a little better. Today, another hot and humid day with a high around 95 and the heat index near 100. Okay, that's standard so far. Lots of sunshine with some spotty afternoon and evening storms for some lucky communities. Many communities will get skipped, though. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow and Friday, the number of showers and thunderstorms roaming around will go up. In other words, better odds of getting wet with a high in the mid-90s both days. Then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, back to closer to a normal summertime forecast with rain chances averaging 40% over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Come back to some of our old records, huh? Oh, yeah. Before we get into some of these other cuts here, I'm reminded that Brubaker Motors is the sponsor of this hour of the Dan Morris Show. New pricing at Brubaker, so go by and see what they've got. Brand new cars, they have got it all. Cars and trucks and SUVs. Go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. I tell you, Brubaker bring it own in Montgomery, the largest Kia dealership, I think, now in Alabama. Let's go back to Muck here, and he's going to talk about the left path here.
It was really interesting what you said at the top with the two camps, and you seem to suggest that the progressive camp can win in the primaries, but not necessarily in the general, and the moderate camp can win in the general, but not in the primaries. How do the Democrats go forward with that kind of split?
This is a classic tension in every single presidential race, right?
It's what happened in 2016.
It's what happened in 2012. We saw Romney getting pushed to the right and so on. It definitely was an issue in 2016. Look, I think any of these candidates can win against Trump. I think there are outstanding factors like the economy that are enormously important. What I do worry about is we won the 2018 election on health care and on this tax bill. And if those things are flipped where we might raise people's taxes, where people's health insurance, where they're uncertain about what will happen with their health insurance, that could be a problem for us. And we just have to navigate that.
Republicans are good at that spinning. They'll see that weakness and...
Absolutely. They always want to turn your strength into your weakness.
Buttigieg said, as he said last night, they'll call us socialists no matter what.
And he's right about that. And that's why I think like trying to predict the general election isn't the right way to do this. Let's see who builds a sound campaign operation. You know, that matters too.
Call it this early.
Don't also try to. I thought Buttigieg had such a good point. Don't try to put these artificial labels on people. Let's let the voters argue this out amongst themselves. And high turnout's a good thing. The more people that participate in the primary, the more that electorate will look like the general electorate, the better a candidate.
So then quickly back to question one, do you think they all still have a chance to beat Trump in 2020?
Definitely. I mean, let's be clear. I think some of those candidates are a little bit more fringy than others. But, you know, I don't like this game of, you know, trying to play general election.
And quickly, are more people registering to vote?
We're seeing, I mean, initial data I've seen, there is good registration. I think you're going to see that surge early next year.
All right.
So, Senator Kennedy, who's one of my absolute favorites.
This guy's quite a character.
He is. He's from Louisiana. He always has some quip, a little saying that he puts in there. He's going to be asked about the spending bill that just got passed, or is being voted on today, by the way.
Home and explain to folks that you're not cutting and you just continue to spend and we're just adding more to that big, massive pile we've already built up. How you do that, Senator?
Well, I'm not going to have to because I'm voting no. Look, here's what I've learned in 3 years about the budget bill. Everybody around this place, Democrat and Republican, says we need to spend less. But it's like going to heaven. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody's quite ready to take the trip. And so when it comes time to make a change to reduce the spending, they don't want to hear about it. Last year in the Appropriations Committee, I offered an amendment to delay the pay raises for our 2.2 million federal employees. I said, we can't afford it right now. There are 30 plus members of the committee. I got two votes. And only one Republican voted with me. The rest of them opposed me.
Yeah, but despite that, right on, and I hear the case you're making, but despite that, it's going to pass today.
Probably.
So how do you break the cycle, if ever?
It's real simple. You just do it. The Office of Management and Budget sent over hundreds of suggestions on which I think many Republicans and Democrats could agree to reduce spending, consolidation of programs, economies of scale, stop giving consultant contracts at the IRS to consultants that owe back taxes, and none of those suggestions were even considered. And that's why I'm voting against the bill.
Okay.
I'm not saying everything in the bill is bad.
I love this guy. Just not quite ready. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but they're just not quite ready to take the trip now.
Well, and today I just saw the headline or the bulletin from Rand Paul's Senate office. He essentially, and I mean, this is over the top, the Tea Party is dead. And he's saying that in regards to this spending bill.
Yeah, there are only a handful of people. I mean, Rand Paul was one. Mike Lee was another. Kennedy. But it's the most conservative of conservatives.
And
the fiscal hawks.
And I find this very frustrating because I think it is a major issue.
Okay, Senator Kennedy's going to be talking about Ratcliffe and his nomination to the director of National Intelligence.
There's another hot topic up there because Democrats are hammering John Ratcliffe. And I don't know if this is real or if it is something that they... maybe they don't know him well enough.
You know, I don't know him.
You don't know him.
I don't know him. Look, my feeling is that a president, whomever the president is entitled to surround himself or herself with the advisors that they feel comfortable with. But my job is to advise and consent, and I don't know Mr. Ratcliffe. I've read the news articles about him, but I want to get to know him, and I want to do some research in his background.
Okay, well, what I wanted to play for you is, as Chuck Schumer just went off yesterday, saying it wasn't qualified. Watch here.
Listen to this.
He is so partisan, and he has believed in so many conspiracy theories that he's exactly the wrong person to handle DNI. You need someone to speak truth to power. You need someone to tell the president, if you do this, there's a danger of war or a danger of Americans being killed. And Ratcliffe has shown no inclination to speak truth to power.
Now, there are Republicans who have already run to Ratcliffe's defense. He has been on the leading edge of looking at the investigators, of the investigation for all the whole Trump campaign stuff. Just a quick answer on that as to how you think this is going to go.
Well, with respect to Senator Schumer, you have to consider the source. I suspect Mr. Ratcliffe will be confirmed. I just like to know more about people whose vote I'm being asked to give before I make the vote.
Okay.
Okay, now, if we can go back and play that, and let's stop it right after Schumer says, because this is exactly what I told you guys was going to happen.
Maybe they don't know him well enough.
You know, I don't know him.
You don't know him.
I don't know him. Look, my feeling is that a president, whomever the president is entitled to surround himself or herself with the advisors that they feel comfortable with. But my job is to advise and consent. And I don't know Mr. Ratcliffe. I've read the news articles about him, but I want to get to know him, and I want to do some research in his background.
Okay, well, what I wanted to play for you is, as Chuck Schumer just went off yesterday.
Listen to this.
Saying it wasn't qualified. Watch here.
He is so partisan, and he has believed in so many conspiracy theories that he's exactly the wrong person to handle DNI. You need someone to speak truth to power. You need someone to tell the president, if you do this, there's a danger of war or a danger of Americans being killed. And Ratcliffe has shown no inclination to speak truth to power.
Now, there are...
Okay, see, they're going to make it political. They're going to say he is political, he's in the tank over here, and they are fearing this so much because of what this guy could possibly bring to the table. So that's exactly what I said was going to happen, and they're following up with it. Okay, now... Senator Kennedy's going to be talking about the Dem debate. You're going to love this.
What did you think of last night? Did you spend any time watching the Democrats debate in Detroit? What did you think, sir?
Well, I'm not buying the storyline of progressives versus moderates. I would remind you that the lesser of two socialists is still a socialist. And what I heard last night, even from the so-called less liberal candidates, and I'm not impugning their integrity, but even from the less liberal candidates, I heard a job-killing, soul-crushing socialist agenda. The only thing missing was the Cuban national anthem. Same old stuff. Socialism, illegal immigration, abortion, socialized medicine or moral goods, free enterprise, border security, sanctity of life, you're on the job, health insurance, those are all moral bads. And at the rate my Democratic friends are going, the American people are going to have a very stark choice, Bill, in this election. Yeah. It's going to be growth versus redistribution. It's going to be, do you believe in more freedom or more free stuff? And my Democratic friends want to pay for that more free stuff out of your bank account.
He is outstanding. And he just nailed it with that. He always makes me laugh when I hear him. On a more serious note, we need to get to some other topics here. David Martin's going to be talking about questions about Trump's pick for Joint Chiefs of Staff. Lady said he raped her. And part of the Me Too group are definitely against this guy, but some Republicans have come to his backing.
President Trump's pick for vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General John Hyten, is publicly denying allegations of sexual assault from an Army colonel. Hyten faced more than 2 hours of questions from senators at his confirmation hearing yesterday. David Martin is at the Pentagon. David, were the allegations investigated?
They sure were. This was a criminal case in which Air Force investigators questioned 53 witnesses, examined nearly 200,000 emails and took a DNA sample from General Hyten, but in the end, they could not come up with enough evidence to bring charges against him.
His accuser was a one-time close aide, Army Colonel Catherine Spletz-Doser. Her emotions seemed genuine.
I was just devastated as a human being, and I was scared.
But as she watched the Senate Armed Services hearing from the audience, her claims were vehemently denied by Hyten.
These allegations are false. Nothing happened, ever.
And by former Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson, who said a criminal investigation found no evidence to substantiate the allegation.
General Hyten was falsely accused.
Now, Joe, 93.1 FM, and it's kind of like the Kavanaugh deal. That was the a high up in the DOD that just said that. I'll be back with the final part of this story right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer? Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I will have to say this, four-star general, tell me about being on the Joint Chiefs. He sat there and they were trying to rough him up pretty badly. This lady is sitting behind him, and they kept doing a camera shot, which was him with her right over his shoulder. And he held in there. I was pretty impressed with him from what I saw when I was speeding through the tape. So let's continue on with David Martin on this story.
Former Air Force pilot, now Republican Senator Martha McSally, herself a victim of sexual assault, said there was evidence not yet made public that convinced her Hyten was telling the truth.
To be clear, this wasn't just a jump ball. Not a he said, she said. Not a situation where we just couldn't prove what allegedly happened. The full truth was revealed in this process. The truth is that General Hyten is innocent of these charges.
Senator Joni Ernst, a veteran who says she was raped in college, did not dispute General Hyten's innocence, but questioned his capability as a commanding officer.
The facts have left me with concerns regarding your judgment, leadership, and fitness to serve.
After the hearing, Spetsdosser said she had once again been made the victim.
What we saw on there today was a political spectacle done at the expense of an innocent victim.
The Armed Services Committee is expected to send Hyten's name to the full Senate, but a final vote is not likely until September. The current vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs retires today, so the number two job in the military will remain vacant for at least a month.
So wanted you guys to know about that. That's kind of some happening behind the scene here. Gordon Chang, who is going to be talking about, they fired off more rockets in from North Korea, and this is going to be stop and go, but this guy's an expert on this part of the world.
North Korea reportedly firing two short-range ballistic missiles, second launch in less than a week. Gordon Chang is here in studio. He's an analyst about Asia and the author of Losing South Korea. Gordon, nice to have you back. Three times in 3 months, what's your hunch?
Well, there are a couple things going on. You know, everyone says the North Koreans want relief from sanctions. They want an end to U.S.-South Korea joint military drills. But also, we've got to remember that the North Korean playbook, the Kim family playbook, is to be belligerent and hostile. So they're going to do this anyway. And the other thing is China might be putting them up to it because the Chinese trade talks aren't going well for Beijing. You know, Beijing has traditionally dangled cooperation on North Korea in return for something. And now, obviously, the Chinese want a lot from President Trump on trade. So I think that there's a certain amount of coordination.
So it's possible that Beijing is encouraging Chairman Kim to do this?
I think so. You know, of course I don't know, but we've seen Beijing and Pyongyang work in coordinated fashion before. So this wouldn't be a surprise if they're doing it right now, especially because Xi Jinping is in a really bad spot. He's got a lot of things going wrong for him, including Hong Kong.
Very interesting after what we heard from the president yesterday. He was leaving the White House en route to Virginia. He stopped, talked to reporters, and his language on China seemed to change a bit. What did you hear from the president?
Oh, that was really important. And also his three-part tweet yesterday. You know, Chinese leaders have not heard their American counterparts talk to them in such a plain way. And so this is a watershed moment. You know, President Trump gave Xi Jinping free passes all throughout 2017, and then he lost patience. But he was still trying to work with China. Yesterday, it sounded as if he's saying, look, I don't care about you guys anymore. So yesterday was really important change in American policy towards Beijing.
It was stop and go. That was a change. And basically what's happening here for the behind the scene folks is that it seems that China is kind of trying to wait Trump out now to see what's going to happen in the election. The problem is if he wins, then they're really screwed because their economy is really hurting. And they're kind of in a bad spot right now. And if they go dump a lot of U.S. bonds, then their currency will just plummet. So that strategy of dumping bonds, which was a threat on their part, that's off the shelf for them now. Because mm-hmm. they could do that, and they could be like fiscally gone in like a matter of weeks.
Yeah, they'd be shooting themselves in the head, blood along the foot.
Well, and it's just, you know, if you devalue your currency like that, and you've got to pay people off different things, you got a real problem. Let's continue on here.
There have been these military drills that have been carried out in South Korea. You had the purchase of the F-35 in South Korea as well. You know, the North doesn't like that. Yeah. Our polling finds two things very interesting. Does North Korea pose a real national threat to U.S. security? 60% now say yes. Also in our polling, U.S. taking military action to stop the nuclear weapons program. That's up to 57%, which has shown you a steady increase. What do you think is breaking through on that, Gordon?
Well, first of all, the North Koreans tested a missile in November 2017, can reach all parts of the United States, can hit Key West. And obviously the North Koreans have a thermonuclear device. They tested that as well. So, yes, North Korea is a real threat. What shocks me about those numbers, though, really is this whole thing about using force. Mm. Because we can solve North Korea short of the use of force, even short of the threat of the use of force. So I'm a little bit concerned about that high number in in terms of Americans willing to go to war. Because remember, Bill, if we go to war with North Korea, the Chinese are going to do something on Taiwan. The Iranians are going to do something in the Straits of Hormuz. This is not going to be just a North Asia issue. This could be global. Yep.
Final thoughts on one of the missiles tested last week, considered a first strike weapon. You say we should take that as a warning. What do you want to tell us on that?
Because, you know, that is absolutely important. You know, President Trump says, of course, oh, look, this does not affect the American homeland, but it does affect all of South Korea, and these missiles will almost get to Japan. We've got a lot of U.S. forces both in South Korea and Japan, and of course our allies are terribly upset about all this, so we need to be much more concerned about what the North Koreans are doing.
As you point out, every test is a violation of U.N.
Security Council resolution.
And there's no cost to be paid there, clearly.
And if you don't impose a cost, North Korea will escalate, so we should stop this escalatory cycle as soon as possible.
This guy is really good. If you can pull back up to the clips, and I can see where Donald Trump's going to lose his patience with some of these people. And the question is, what will he do? Okay, we have to go out with the Warner Sanders pushing folks hard left.
Donald Trump is part of a corrupt, rigged system that has helped the wealthy and the well-connected and kicked dirt in the faces of everyone else. Yeah. We're not going to solve the urgent problems that we face with small ideas and spinelessness. We're going to solve them by being the Democratic Party of big structural change. We need to be the party that fights for our democracy and our economy to work for everyone.
Tonight in America, as we speak, 87 million Americans are uninsured or underinsured, but the healthcare industry made $100 billion in profits last year. Tonight, as we speak, right now, 500,000 Americans are sleeping out on the street, and yet companies like Amazon that made billions in profits did not pay one nickel in federal income tax.
Folks, I'm going to leave you with that, just to let you know kind of where these folks are coming from. I'll be watching the debate tonight. We'll be reporting back to you tomorrow on the subject. Guys, be good, be safe, but be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great, he's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is W.